morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. House Bill 2301 has been signed by Governor Kevin Stitt, authored by Representative Caldwell and Senator Murdoch, and it amends current law, adding language that will allow the Oklahoma State Veterinarian to have power in times of a foreign animal disease outbreak to stop the movement of livestock within Oklahoma. The language that has been added reads, "Issue stop movement orders for all livestock in the state to determine the precise location of a foreign animal disease in accordance with foreign animal disease response plans." It also puts the state vet in charge of the training curriculum when it comes to emergency management involving livestock. Any person providing training for the emergency management of livestock or other animals for any circumstance, including but not limited to disease, natural disaster, fire, or other event, shall obtain approval from the state veterinarian. The state veterinarian shall review all curriculum and may require changes to the curriculum prior to approval of the person providing the training. The measure takes effect November 1st. The second bill in the latest batches of bills signed by the governor directly related to agriculture is House Bill 2155, and it simply codifies that it is the norm for commercial hog operations in the state, the prohibition of feeding garbage to swine. House authors are Hassenbach and Pfeiffer, with the senator carrying the water on this measure being Senator Howard. The language reads, "No person shall feed garbage to swine. For the purpose of this section, garbage means animal and vegetable waste resulting from the handling, preparation, cooking, and consumption of foods, including fish, poultry, or animal carcasses or parts. Personal table scraps by an individual are excluded from this measure and can be shared with your hogs." This also takes effect on November 1st. In other news, farm groups are requesting disaster relief. Farm groups and agriculture lenders are urging lawmakers to pass disaster aid. More than 135 farm groups and banks last week penned a letter urging President Trump and Congress to put aside political differences and supply urgently needed relief. The organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, highlighted the unprecedented destruction in the letter from 2018 and 2019. Farmers and ranchers are especially anxious for relief because the disasters have come on top of ongoing downturns in the farm economy. In response, many banks have tightened credit, placing some growers in jeopardy of not receiving critical funds needed to plant this year's crops without some form of federal relief. Estimated agriculture losses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina alone total nearly $5.5 billion. Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri currently estimate losses at more than $3 billion. Further, the groups say droughts have devastated the Southwest, and wildfires have done the same in the West. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico encountered its own humanitarian crisis from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. For many farmers, the groups say these events have meant near-complete losses.
You got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.